Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Novel Beginning. Good evening. Hope you're driving safe. Thank you for joining us. This is, again, A Novel Beginning, where we are sharing an author's reality with all of you, the good, the bad, the ugly, few fun, part-time embarrassing stories along with all that. Today, we are going to be talking about a fun little adventure me and Danny thought would be wonderful to get into. But before we jump in, I just want to let you guys know, next Wednesday is Valentine's Day, so we are going to give you guys a break and come instead on next Thursday the 15th at 10 a.m. So mark your calendars just for that one time, small change. So let's jump right into this. As I said, I am C.R. Rice. I am your host. And as always, I have the lovely, amazing, incredible Danielle Morsino here with me. So hello, Danny. How are you?
Hey, Charles. How you doing?
I am good. It's been one crazy week. Can we just everybody just agree that this week
just breathe.
Has been insane?
It's been like, one of those weeks. I don't know. Maybe it's the Super Bowl thing. Who knows? But yes, it's. I feel like everybody's been just a little chaotic.
Yeah, and as soon as the day starts, all of a sudden it's done, and I feel like I've gotten nothing accomplished. So I'm really kind of excited to do tonight's show because I feel like I can just get a little bit of that partial, I don't know, leftover energy from this, from everything that we dealt with when we tried to pitch this great idea, this wonderful life-changing thing that we thought was going to happen. And maybe that'll just set the week right.
We really did. We really thought like we were coming in with like the greatest thing ever. We really did. I thought it was a great idea. Let's just start with that.
I mean,
we were so excited about this. Like, I thought the car was going to stop, screech to a halt. They were going to get out and be like, oh my God, guys, this is so good. That did not happen
so,
at all.
Exactly. So let's explain to everybody. This is what happened. Me and Danny spent 3 weeks, 3 solid weeks, conversing about The Veil, which is her series, The Birth of the Fae, and The Realm series, which is mine. And we noticed we had some strange connections between our characters, whether it was their personalities, origin stories, you know, that are going to be coming out across the realm and what is coming out in Danny's series. And we decided, let's create a crossover. Let's take those characters that share backgrounds or have very similar origin stories, and let's create this merge of The Veil and The Realm. We spent 3 weeks planning this, plotting it out, getting it ready, so excited. We had an event coming up with our publisher, and instead of setting up a separate meeting, because we were all going to be in a car, we decided, hey, this is going to be a long car ride. Let's fill it with some awesome. It was such a long car ride. But we decided we were going to fill it with some awesome, like just amazing, incredible, awesome. So we are driving to Louisville. Wasn't that
it?
Or Louisville? Louisville?
Yep.
However you
Louisville.
Say it.
Louisville. Louisville.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not getting
and we
that
were...
right. But Louisville.
Yes. And we were riding with our publisher, and we decided, we gave ourselves a little head knock, you know, built ourselves up, and we went and we said, hey, this is what we want to do. You know, Chelsea's getting ready to do another realm. I'm about to start the next series in the Fae series. Let's really branch this out. And we gave the details, which we're not so, you know, corrupted that we're going to give all the spoilers. But basically, the Time Realm and the Succubus, we're going to have mm-hmm. some intermingling. Whole car goes silent.
Yes.
Absolutely. You can hear the tires on the road silent.
Well,
and then
okay,
all we hear.
Second.
Okay.
Let's back up for a second. Throughout this, we are being encouraged to, how should I put this? You know, we're both being told, you know, we should really be collaborating. And the point of this is, you know, you girls don't understand. You guys have all of these authors. you know, this is a publishing house, but it's a family. And this is all being drilled into our heads even before we know each other on calls and things like that. So when we come up with this idea, once again, we're thinking this is showing them that we're team players. This is a good thing. Like, not only is it a great idea, but we're team players. And this is good for the publisher as well. Because think about this. We'll both share our readership. We'll bring new readership to the other one. This is like,
yep,
for us, we're thinking this is a win-win. And once again, we're showing we're not difficult to work with. So,
yes,
this is, we're thinking we're solving so many problems. Once again, we're putting like world peace here. We're like, this is so good that,
I mean, I wouldn't go so far as to say world peace, but I think we were working at it. We definitely didn't have the full plan of world peace, but we were taking one heck of a crack at it. We were thinking we were going to end all issues.
Yeah, we thought nobody can say we're difficult. Nobody can say that you're hard to work with editing-wise, because we had that problem solved. I was like, no. I'll take care of that. Don't worry about it. We got this. Like, we're gonna alternate chapter. We had it all, like, planned. And then we gave the story. And we were like, yeah, we're going to branch it. It's going to be in the middle of this, in the middle of the whole thing. Any question she could hit us with, we had an answer for. Ready.
And we practiced.
And we
We mock interviewed each other. Like, we thought we had it. We were not correct. We were all we hear after our spiel, aside from tires hitting the ground, was a single no. No explanation. No.
Oh, no, we did get the one question. Who will be?
Well, no, it was and after that we did, but we were both just like,
how
wait,
are we going to do the fonts? We got like dumb
questions. Oh, no, that was, yeah, that was after. And because we had asked, we were like, what do you mean no? And it was just no. We were like, wait, well, you know, this is what's going to happen. She's like, and then it went into, you know, what about your font? I was like, what? Like, how are you going to do your font?
Huh?
I was like, our font? And I was like, oh, crap, Danny, I don't know. You want to find a new one? And we were like, yeah. We'll find a new one. New realm, new series within the world, like within the veil. We got this. We're like, okay, new font. And she's like, okay, well, how are you going to do collaborations? It's like, well, I was going to, you know, do my standard chaos writing. And then we would go through it. And it was just, nope, your writing styles are too different. I may or may not skirt the line as far as when it comes to deadlines. But, and Danny's always early. Danny's always early. But I get it done. So, and it was, I don't know, it was not what I expected. I was not expecting a no.
No, I didn't.
And I know, I was shocked.
Like,
yeah, I was almost devastated if I would have had that ability, and aside from the, wait a second, this is a joke, right? Because everybody has those friends where they joke and they're like, oh, ha-ha.
Because I thought she was joking. I may have started laughing, and then I stifled it because I was like, oh, she ain't joking. I was just like, huh? I giggled, and I laughed, and then I was like, she's serious. Then she hit us with the, who's going to be on the cover? And I'm like, What do you mean? Who's going to be on the cover? Like, what? And she's like, "What do you cosplay?" I'm like, we're both gonna do it. No, that won't work. I'm like, then just typeset it. I don't know. Like, that's fine. That's
new one?
Not gonna, I'm like, it'll be fine. I'm like, we don't care. Well, whose name's going to go first? We'll go in alphabetical order.
We had all these answers because we had prepared for this. We were ready. For the 3 weeks, I was like, this could possibly be a thing. The font threw me. Wanting to know the font, that one got me.
I did not expect the font because
we didn't
practice
that one. We were not prepared.
Font was not something I thought of. We thought of everything else except the font. We just both went, huh? Like, what?
Like,
font?
Oh, yeah,
there's
fonts in books. That's right.
Like, I was like, huh? Everything that you could think of, she grabbed onto font. And I was like, what, font? I'm like,
but
and then we
yeah,
both
and
sat
then it
there
went,
like, Then I think
I mean, and then it
went
to
we were like,
writing
styles.
It was writing styles. It was that you're a little bit, you tend to like to plan, okay, these are the things that are going to happen, not necessarily in that order, but you like to know what's going to happen in the book. And she's like, Chels, nobody knows what book you're even writing in at that time. It's just, and I'm like, yeah, but we can work
like
it out. We have
deal.
A plan. We work this out.
We already
we got
figured
it.
That
and
out.
It was,
I'm like, we already started.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's already started.
Yeah.
And she was just like, no. And we just, there was dead silence. Like, when people say you could hear a pin drop, you could hear a pin drop because I got that uncomfortable where I wanted to start laughing because I'm like, this is a joke. Like, yeah, Dax Shepard is about to jump out from somewhere. And this whole thing is a punk
mm-hmm.
scenario, and I just don't know it. There's some author punk show going on, and I just don't know. And I'm like, oh, this is serious right now. Now, this is also the first time I'm meeting this person face-to-face, like really live. So I don't know how to take anything that's happening. Like, I can't read the body language because I'm also sitting in the back seat. I can't see anything. I don't really know. And because of that, I'm at a slightly disadvantage, which is making me more anxious because I can't read your body language. I can't see your face. I'm not really sure of who you are. And I guess technically you're my boss. So now I don't know where to go with any of this information. So at that point, I either want to laugh or cry, and I'm not sure what, or just tuck and roll and get the heck out of the car.
I mean, it was definitely awkward.
Right there. Oh, God, so
it was,
awkward.
It was a little weird. And then, you know, I obviously had a relationship with her. And so I had asked her, she was just like, you know, aside from our writing styles, which it was understandable. When she had said our writing styles, I was like, okay, don't worry. We practiced this question. We came up with we were going to do a half and half where Dani was going to write the way that she did. I was going to write the way that I do. But what we were going to do is we were going to take Dani's side so that we knew what was going to happen, and we were going to go, okay, these are the events that are going to happen. You take care of the realm. You take care of the veil. I'll take care of the realm, and then we'll work together. We can talk it out, you know, Zoom.
Yeah.
We're going to talk it out. We're going to figure it out. We're going to get it worked. So we go through there, and then it became that mine is darker than yours. And I was like, well, yeah, but, like, that's not – okay, so what? There's a little bit more fighting, or there's less gore in this one compared to what Dani, like, we're not building a world. We're not doing any of that. We're co-mingling. And it was, they were, you know, she was concerned about, you know, readership. And I'm like, well, we send each other's people to the other one because it works. It,
and that
it
was
worked
kind of what
nicely.
Was throwing us off was that we do share readership. We've thrown readers to the other one. We had actually mm-hmm. done an ad that showed both our books and said, if you like, this might be it, and choose your adventure kind of thing. We had done that. And it was very weird because we had both gotten in trouble at one point or another or had gotten feedback that we were violent. They had just taken an ad in my book, and I didn't know about it. But and I'm sitting there like, okay, so she's gory, but she rips the face off. And
that was one time.
What's the big deal? I'm like, we're not that far off. It's just a matter of how dark you want to go. But I'm like, I don't get it. I'm like, I'm violent. She's violent. I'm like, she has darker themes, but there's a way to make this work. And the story we had come up with meshed. So I'm like, I'm not catching what the problem is. And like, there's a way to make us both work. And what we had done, I liked. I was like, it's dark, yes, but this is. I loved how where we were going with it, and we were trying to think,
absolutely.
No, but this is what we're going to do. And like, it works on both ends. I was like, this is exactly. I said where I was in book two, in volume two. This is perfect. It is dark. This is exactly what we need. Was not
yes.
having anything I was saying. Like I said, if I could have opened up the door, tuck and rolled, would have done it. But I didn't want to leave you in there. But I was considering
that. There was,
yeah,
you know what?
Not going well.
No, but one of the things that we did learn was it made us stop. And first of all, the book is getting written. Let's just make that clear. The book is getting written, and I'm pretty sure we could have it this year. I'm not saying we're going to have it this year, but I'm saying there could be something. And so it was one of those where I think it, or at least for me, I stopped and looked at it a little bit like, you know, do they only think that I can do the gore and the psychological and everything like that? So I ended up writing a very excited or a very highly regarded tragic romance, which again, it's still a little dark, but I threw a little Nicholas Sparks in there, you know, just to make it funsies. And it surprised them in that manner. So it's one of those where it made me explore my writing process, but at the same time, made me so angry at the exact same time. Mm-hmm. Because at this point, there were other authors that were consulting with each other and that were going through and were having those different conversations. But for some reason, it was one of those things where it was an issue that it was us trying to do it. Or like it didn't quite seem like it wasn't taken seriously almost. And so it made me kind of stop and go, wait a second, but we can knock this one out. Like we can legitimately cross these two worlds, expand our readership, pull in, you know, the fae and the origins of the succubus. We could pull in, you know, every piece of the heart realm and the time realm and the whatever other realms. And I think one of the ways that we've started retaliating is our characters showing up in each other's books. And I don't think even our editors caught it.
No, they did not catch it. We started to kind of rebel a little bit because, yes, I did feel the same way. I felt like our ideas at that point weren't taken seriously. And then when two authors wound up writing a book together, that's when I was like, oh, but that's okay. And I'm like, got you. All right, I see you. It was a little one of those I see you moments. And I then remember sitting on the phone with you and specifically going into the end of book 3, volume 2, and putting a piece that, you know, shows what will happen in our little crossover in, and then dropping little Easter eggs into Forgive Us, book 6, to kind of hurry along, just so things happened, you know, and I put a power shift in book 5, you know, somebody feels a disturbance. During Aurora's execution, just to kind of plant these little things that if somebody was reading both and will read this, they'll go, oh, okay, this happened. And it was little Easter eggs that for anybody who read both would go, is this what's happening here?
Right, and, like, and is stuff. This and then, this character?
Yes.
Did there's no way they showed up in here.
Going into book 1, Birth of a Succubus, The Fool's Journey, specifically writing one of your characters' names and having them say, we're monitoring this character. And the guy going, no, that can't be. And just enough that if somebody read it, they'd go, did she really say that? Just to kind of feel it out, because I did feel like whatever we were talking about was just almost like we were being patted on the head. Like, aren't you too sweet? Yeah. Or we were just being like, shut up. I couldn't tell which one it was.
Well, it was that, I remember thinking like, wait, and that's when we started dropping the characters in. Like, you know, maybe they know something we don't. Maybe they are seeing something in our writing or in our worlds that wouldn't make sense. So then we started dropping everything in, and we realized that people were reaching out, and they were like, wait a second, when you said this name, was it seriously this character? And I was like, that's right, it was. And they're like, oh, my God. So because we go to these conventions together, they meet us, they know us, they know all these things. And it was exciting for them. And it was the same thing with, you know, A Love Lost. A Love Lost, Asriel is there. And I had three people ask me, you know, is this the same Asriel? And I was like, I don't know. Why don't you look back over it and go back through? Because it's fun.
It was just, for us, it's almost like when you see a crossover in comics. Everybody's so excited because it's like, oh, these two never get, you know, it's great. We thought it was the same thing. We thought it was like, this is really cool. This is showing collaboration. It was not taken that way. We are glad the readers took it that way. Thrilled. And that's why the plan is to do this novella and kind of branch the two worlds, because in both our writing styles, we like to give origins to creatures, characters that people know. And you like to do very obscure creatures, which I think is really cool, and give them a reason. I personally don't like when something just exists and they're like, yeah, it's just there. We both like to give origins. So that's what we were doing, because we happen to both have certain creatures. And we were like, we were both doing the same thing. Like, let's give them a reason why they exist. So it was like, this made sense because it was happening at the same time. And that was just a freaky coincidence. We didn't plan it. Yes. We were just introducing these characters at the same time in our worlds, and it was like, wow, this works. Let's not waste this opportunity. We thought we would be backed up, like, yeah, you girls should totally do this. In fact, let's work on this right now and figure out when the best time would be to introduce it, whatever. You know, we'll figure out the logistics of fonts and all that stuff later, and instead it was just no.
It was a little bit of a different hit than I think that I know that I was expecting. I thought it was going to be, like we said in the beginning, we thought it was going to be hailed as this, the greatest crossovers of crossover existence, and we were going to get that pat on the back. But bridging the, not that we had any gap in our readership, really, because at that point, you know, they were saying I was there. I was originally in a young adult, and because of the darkness that took over my writing, they had switched me to the new adult because they had to change the age range. So then we were thinking that bridged that potential gap of, you know, you wrote standard fantasy. There was no age limit on it, whereas they had put me in young adult, which means you had to be a certain age, or it was more tuned towards other people. And we thought we had solved that. We were going in like we had just solved a world crisis.
We just cracked the code.
And yes, we had just solved it all, and we're like basically kicked out. Like, no, that the sky is blue. Of course, the sky is blue. What are you talking about?
Yeah, didn't. Nope. But you're right. It did make us go back and look at our writing. You know, we went back, re-edited some things, popped some pieces in. It did make us think a little bit differently. Where can we put this character? What can we do here? It opened us up to, not that we were close to collaboration, obviously, but also who you collaborate with. You can't collaborate with everybody. You can't accept every collaboration invitation. We knew, I mean, I always knew, like, I never thought of collaborating with anybody until I met you.
Mm-mm.
I was never open to it because I was just like, who would want to collaborate with me? There was a little bit of that. And can I really work with somebody? And then it was this idea of what ideas mesh, what don't. You know, so it was eye-opening when they said no, because it made me then look at them differently. Like, why are you saying no?
Right, when all of these other ones match up, like they don't even have anything in common. They don't even write the same genres, which, again, doesn't matter when you do a matchup. It's all about being able to, or in my opinion, being able to sync with the way that person writes. Because, you know, we write two completely different ways. They are similar in some, and I think that we can easily adapt to the way that the other person writes. But I can't go to somebody that plots out every line and plots out everything and that has a write-up of, I don't even know what those things are called, an outline of, you know, 15 pages like some of these authors do, where your outline is 15 pages. Like, that is mind-blowing.
I couldn't do that.
So while the opportunity of doing a collaboration is always exciting, I think that's maybe where some people get lost, is you want to do a collaboration to say, hey, I worked with this amazing author, whatever it may be, not realizing that it could potentially be one, it either works out or it's very detrimental, and that just is what it is. I don't really think there's an in-between, unless you write too similar, and then it's like, why bother? If you write the exact same thing and do the exact same thing, to me, in my personal opinion, and if you do that, I'm very sorry, your work is probably wonderful, But I think if you do the exact same thing, you're not really collaborating. You're just writing the same story.
Does that make sense? Yes, I get what you're saying. For me, it's a little bit about, I can figure out now, like, okay, is there a different way I could approach things, stuff like that. I can't sit there and be like, this is this, nature versus nurture, and like do all that stuff that maybe I learned in high school from creative writing. No, I'm not going to sit and do that. I just have to let the story flow out of me, and then I can kind of put the puzzle together. I kind of have to have some idea where it might go, but even then I've changed a million times usually in my head. And I get my best ideas at 3 a.m. for some reason. So I can't sit there with somebody who's like, okay, chapter one. I'm going to look at them and be like, chapter what? And I also like to name my chapters. There's a lot of people that are like, it's chapter one, it's chapter two, that's it. I have to have a catchy title.
Well, so that's one of the other things. I had such fun, catchy titles and was told you had to do chapter one, chapter two. So I'm not going to lie. That one frustrated me when I saw your stuff. I was like, son of a gun.
Yeah.
That is not fair.
But I did put my foot down on that. I was like, no, this is how it is. I was like, this is it. This is the whole, like, feel of all the books, because all the books already had the titles, the chapter titles. That was done. I'm like, no, I don't change that, because the chapter titles are phrases in the chapter somewhere. Like, you can put them together.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, I was like, no. This is non-negotiable. I don't play with that. This is how it is. So that was one thing I was like, we don't play with that. But I could not just be like, chapter one.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody sat me down and was like, that's what we're going to start with, I'd be like, where's it going? I need a theme, because I do tend to write a little more like a TV show. I have to, I read the chapter and I'm like, what would this be called? Grandma Goes to Dinner. I don't know, something, I just have to have a little feel for it, because I have to have that theme song in my head too. And then I get like where it's going. And then I can add like the colors to it.
No, I don't even name anything. You've seen my drive. I have probably 50, 60 things. And half of them, it's so bad. Half of them just have question marks at this point, Danny. In the title, did you know you can save a document with a question mark? I do.
That I did not know.
Because it's
that
a terrible idea. You shouldn't be allowed to do that. It's terrible.
No,
I keep
I
opening the
bad.
Same one because it's just a question mark. And I save them in random places, but it's fine. Because, my sleep-deprived brain is like,
places.
Hey, it won't let me save it in documents, so might as well drop it on desktop.
I do save things in random places, and I go looking, and I'm like, which version of this is that? I do that. It's horrible, and I've got to get better about that. Because then I wind up editing the wrong one, and then I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is the wrong one. I didn't need – yeah, and it's just – and then I have a meltdown, and it's a whole thing, and it's no good. So, no. I'm learning my lesson. I'm getting much better. Like, with Volume 2, I've gotten much better. I have 3. It's good. This is going to be a much easier process for me, I swear. But, oh, my gosh, we're almost out of time. This has been crazy. Next week, we will be doing Chapter 15, which is called – Everything is fine. It's fine. It's fine. Everything is fine. This is where things start to go south. But yet we still sat there. You know the meme of the cat drinking its coffee and like everything's burning around it? That was about where we were at this point. Yeah. So even though we're up early next week, you might want to tune in for this because, that's what we will be discussing is when everything started to crumble, but we still kept holding on. But there were cracks in the facade. So stay tuned. Join us next week, different time. We're going to be on earlier in the day, 10 a.m. on Thursday, February 15th, right after Valentine's Day. But until then, keep up with us on Instagram at Wonder Twin Events, or check out any episodes you've missed on the archive version on Blog Talk Radio. And keep up with us and see what we're up to, because God knows we're up to a lot, and maybe you'll be getting information soon on this crossover event. Who knows, Chels?
Hint, hint, crossover.
Well, we're trying to get it done.
We're working on it,
guys.
Trying
to get it all done.
Yeah.
But
until next week, guys.
You have to finish your last one first.
I already did.
Before we get to the crossover.
Super surprise.
Okay.
All right, keep up with us. Until then, have a great night, guys.
Bye, guys.